There was a time when pencils, paper, and chalkboards were classroom norms. Today, there are schools where the kids use laptops or iPads at their desks while the teachers use interactive smart boards. To keep up, new state-of-the-art schools are being built that can take advantage of the latest technology and other advancements. But in their wake are the old brick buildings so many of us grew up in. Public Radio's Jason Parrott tells us about four such buildings in southeast Iowa that will no longer be used to teach our future leaders.
Badge.
Tracy Hardis was not going to give her second grade students a pass just because the school year was coming to an end in Keokuk. They had a spelling test to take, and she was going to make sure they were ready by playing a game of Sparkle. The rules of Sparkle are simple. Students sit on their desks and take turns spelling words one letter at a time. Miss a letter, you take a seat. After a word is completed, the next student says Sparkle, which means the following student must also take a seat. The last student sitting on his or her desk receives a victory cookie. Tracy Hardis says these are the types of memories she will take with her when she walks out of Keokuk's Wells Carey Elementary for the final time.
You know, we have a lot of fun together. We dance and sing and do a lot of learning games and just see them have fun learning.
After more than 85 years of dancing and singing and learning, Wells Carey is being closed due to declining enrollments in the Keokuk School District. Hardis has worked at the school for 16 years as an associate and as a teacher. She says the closing is tough because the school is like a second home and her coworkers are like family.
I wouldn't have wanted to go anywhere else. That's why I've stayed. We have a really tight staff. We hang out together after school. We're really good friends. They all take care of each other.
Several weeks ago, Hardis started packing up the classroom materials she was not using. That was also when she started giving her students some of the items she would not be taking with her when she moves to Hawthorne Elementary next year.
We've already had some tears. Just thinking that, you know, some of these kids we won't even see again. I mean, I will because I'll go to the same building, but there's people here that will never see these kids again, where you've always known you're coming back the next year and you'll see them again.
Most of the staff from Wells Carey will go to either Hawthorne or George Washington Elementary. Superintendent Laura Wolf says the district initially considered renovating Wells Carey, but realized the cost would be too high due to its age and condition.
Buildings built in 1925 were not built for today's classrooms with technology, with the electrical demands. It's just an old building.
The least expensive option for the district was to add classrooms to Hawthorne, renovate George Washington, and close Wells Carey. By contrast, the Fort Madison School District decided a new school is the best option for replacing two aging buildings. Superintendent Ken Morang says Fort Madison Middle School has served the district well for decades, first as a high school and then as the middle school. But he says the building can no longer keep up with increased enrollments.
It is difficult now with 500 kids in there, you know, small rooms and narrow hallways, up and down convoluted stairways.
Morang says the other school set to close is Denmark Elementary. He says it, too, has served the district well, but, like the middle school, Denmark has deficiencies.
It's outdated. In a lot of ways, it's unsafe. The doors open out into the hallways. We got some mold out there. We got leaking there.
Morang says the new 4th through 8th grade school on the city's west side will be safer and more technology-friendly. He says the implementation of a statewide local option sales tax made it possible for the district to build the new school. The Burlington School District is also benefiting from that same tax, but that is not the reason why the district is replacing the soon-to-be-closed James Madison Middle School. Superintendent Jane Evans says the district is finishing up a new school initiative.
The previous school board started the Newer and Fewer project. At one time, there were 3 middle schools in Burlington and as many as 15 elementary schools.
Burlington will be down to 2 middle schools and 5 elementary schools with the pending completion of Edward Stone Middle School. James Madison is more than 50 years old, and Evans says it is not ideal for a modern middle school.
It has lower ceilings than the newer facilities. It's not air-conditioned throughout the building. Modern buildings will have technology already built in.
But James Madison Middle School will not sit vacant. The Burlington School District will use the building for its alternative high school, for food service, and for information technology starting in the fall. The future of Fort Madison Middle School, Denmark Elementary, and Wells Carey Elementary is not so certain because no specific use has been identified at this point. Second grade teacher Tracy Hardis hopes the Keokuk School District finds a positive, productive use for Wells Carry. She says she is getting used to the idea of leaving her second home for the last 16 years in favor of Hawthorne. In fact, she sees tremendous potential in the move for herself and for Kathleen Morgan, who also teaches second grade at Wells Carry.
We share ideas all day long, you know, and I got this for this lesson, and we just share back and forth. That's what's exciting to me, is that we're going to have all the second grade teachers, and we're all going to build on each other, and I think it's going to be powerful.
Hardis is also excited about the new opportunities for her students through improved technology and a larger parent-teacher organization. And that's the idea behind all of these new or renovated schools in Southeast Iowa, to make sure that students are fully prepared for what they face after graduation, which is why districts are looking to the future and the next generation of buildings instead of fighting to hold on to the past. I'm Jason Parrott.